This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The 2016 Alabama legislative session kicks off Tuesday. From a lottery to tightening the state budget to teacher pay, this year's session will be full of important and controversial issues. WBHM's Rachel Lindley spoke with Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. He explains what to expect in the upcoming session.
Top of mind will be the general fund again this year. Lawmakers are going to find themselves in the same quandary as they did last year about how to prop up the general fund. We've already gone through some budget hearings. We've heard from a lot of key agency heads. They all ask for more money. They were all told that more money is not there. Now, the question this year is what's to be done. Last year, we remembered they did pass some tax increases. They did also approve some transfers from the education budget over to the general fund. We're told that those things are not going to be on the table this year, that there's no appetite for those sorts of things. So I'm hearing from most lawmakers that belt tightening, further belt tightening, is going to be the buzz phrase in the legislature this year. Now, that begs the question among some, is there any more belt tightening that can be done? Now, some other bold things will probably be put on the table. I'm hearing that earmarking legislation will be back this year. Alabama revenues are pretty tightly earmarked, and lawmakers for several years have been discussing the possibility of unearmarking some of that money to free it up. That will be looked at again this year. The so-called 7822 bill, which is very bold, will probably be back on the table this year.
What is the 7822 bill?
It's actually a percentage split of revenue. What Senator Sanford wants to do is put all of the state money in one pot and then split it, 78% for education, 22% for the general fund. Now, as I say, that's bold, and lawmakers were a little apprehensive about it last year. It's expected to be back on the table this year. We'll see how far it gets.
A preliminary draft of something called the RAISE Act has been circulated, and it is causing some controversy in the education community.
It has. Teachers are obviously happy that a lot of attention is being paid to teacher pay raises this year, but by the same token, what are those raises tied to? Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh has been looking at legislation that would tie a teacher pay raise to some changes in the tenure system. And that has raised some eyebrows within the education community, especially the proposal, and I emphasize proposal, that teachers who were hired in 2017 or after wouldn't be subject to the same tenure laws that current teachers are. Current teachers would be grandfathered. It would also tie teacher pay raises to student performance, and teachers have a lot of questions about the measurement of that student performance. So a lot of questions surrounding that, but at the very least, the education community is happy that a priority seems to be placed on teacher pay raises, but to what extent with these attachments, so to speak.
And, of course, we'll be closely following that throughout the legislative session. During the 2015 session, we heard a lot about a state lottery, especially with the revenue shortfall Alabama was seeing. Now there are two competing lottery bills that have been pre-filed. Tell me about those.
Yes, the first one is a Republican-backed lottery plan by Senator Jim McClendon of Springville. And it's a very simple proposal. It's a constitutional amendment that would put to a vote of the people of Alabama whether or not they want a lottery. And if they say yes, the legislature would come back and construct that lottery. Now, that has raised some criticism, especially among Democrats who have called that proposal a blank check lottery. They feel that giving lawmakers the power to decide, you know, where the money goes is essentially writing a blank check. House Minority Leader Craig Ford has gone so far as to say that he feels that the legislation is designed to kill the lottery idea altogether because he doesn't think Alabamians will vote for a lottery if they don't know where the revenues are going to go. Craig Ford has filed his own lottery bill. It's the seventh year in a row he has sponsored lottery legislation, and he wants the proceeds from that one to go to college scholarships.
We remember last year there was a lot of tension and infighting in the Alabama legislature, and that led to a lack of collaboration and two special sessions. Are we going to see more of that this year?
We could very well. A lot of the quote-unquote talk in the hall is in the State House leading up to the regular session has been that some of those same divisions still exist, the divisions especially within the Republican Party, and a lot of political observers are going to be watching that very closely. Divisions especially over the leadership of Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard of Auburn. As you know, in the lead-up to the session, there have been calls for him to step down as Speaker until the ethics case against him is resolved.
Speaker Hubbard will be going on trial for ethics violations at the end of March. How will that impending trial affect the legislative session?
If he indeed goes to trial in late March as he is scheduled to do, that will still be during the legislative session. The legislative session will last probably until mid-May. So the question is, how can he lead the House and still defend himself against 23 ethics charges in court? But Speaker Hubbard has been very steadfast in saying that he has no intention of stepping down, and he thinks the calls for him to step down as Speaker are purely political in nature.
It's Don Daly, host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television, speaking with WBHM's Rachel Lindley. The state's 2016 regular legislative session starts Tuesday, and we'll hear from Don each Friday during the legislative session.